We want to welcome you as we continue our study together on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping, urang ngalajengkeun pangajaran ngeunaan kahirupan superalami sarta nyageurkeun ngalangkungan anugerah Roh Suci.
In lesson 3, we're going to learn how to operate in these vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Pangajaran nu katilu urang diajar kumaha ngoperasikeunana anugerah-anugerah nyarios basa roh.
That is the gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, and the gift of prophecy.
Eta anugerah basa roh nafsirkeun bahasa roh ku anugerah nabuat.
Tongues provides us as spirit-filled believers with a supernatural prayer language.
Anugerah basa roh nyadiakeun waktos roh minuhan nu percanten ku basa ngadoa supraalami.
Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 14, beginning in verse 13.
Paulus ka jemaah di Korinta, dina hiji Korinta 14, ayatna nu ka 13.
1 Corinthians 14, verses 13 through 15.
Hiji Korintus 14, ayat 13 dugi ka 15.
Therefore, let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret.
Sebab eta sing saha ngomong bahasa roh kudu bisa jeung nerangkeunana.
For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays.
Sabab lamun simkuring ngadoa ku basa roh, anu ngadoana, roh simkuring nyalira.
But my understanding is unfruitful.
Pikiran mah teu milu.
What is the result then?
Kudu kumaha tuh?
I will pray with the spirit and I will also pray with the understanding.
Kuduna ngadoa atawa muji kudu kumaha suci.
I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding.
Abdi bade nyanyi muji ku roh abdi, tapi bade muji nyanyi ku pikiran abdi.
When I pray in the Spirit,
waktos abdi ngadoa di lebet roh,
I enter into an exciting new dimension of prayer in my life.
Abdi lebet dimensi anyar anu ngangkat semangat ngadoa dina hirup abdi.
My prayer life is no longer limited to my limited understanding.
Kahirupan doa abdi teu ka batas ku pikiran abdi.
My understanding may be unfruitful.
Pikiran abdi teu ngiring ngadoa.
There are times I just don't know how to pray about
something. Aya waktos di mana abdi teu terang kumaha kedahna ngadoa.
But when I pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit prays through my spirit.
Waktos abdi ngadoa dina roh, roh suci anu ngadoa. Ngalangkungan roh abdi.
And when the Holy Spirit prays, it's always in perfect agreement with the will of the Father.
Waktos roh suci ngadoa, ieu saluyu sareng pangresa rama.
When I pray the Spirit, I pray with all the knowledge and understanding and the wisdom of God Himself.
Waktos abdi ngadoa di lebet roh, abdi ngadoa ku pangarti sareng hikmat Allah nyalira.
Because when I pray in the Spirit, a miracle is taking place in my mouth.
Waktos abdi ngadoa dinaro mujizat kajantenan dina baham abdi.
The Holy Spirit is praying through my spirit.
Roh suci ngadoa ngalangkungan roh abdi.
It's coming through my spirit.
Naon udongkap ngalangkungan roh abdi.
And it's not limited to my understanding.
Jaka batas ku pikiran abdi.
But the Spirit is praying.
Tapi roh nuju ngadoa.
The Holy Spirit Himself is praying through my spirit.
Roh suci nyalira ngadoa ngalangkungan roh abdi.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27.
Dina Roma pasal 8 ayat 26 dugi ka 27.
Paul wrote to the Romans.
Paulus nyerat ka jamaah di Roma.
Here in Romans 8, 26 and 27.
Roma 8 ayat 26 dugi ka 27.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses.
Dina urang keur lemah urang dideudeul ku roh tea.
Do you know the Holy Spirit will help you in your weakness?
Nah, saderek terang roh suci bade nulungan dina kalemahan urang.
Sometimes I feel so inadequate to pray about something.
Abdi ngartos teu mampu ngadoa ngeunaan hal eta.
For he goes on to say, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought.
Anjeuna nyarios urang mah teu terang kudu kumaha ari ngadoa.
In my understanding, I don't know how to pray about that situation.
Cik pangarti abdi teu terang kumaha nanedak kanggo
But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered.
Ronyaliran nenda kango urang ka Allah ku kasesah nu teu diucapkeun.
A miracle is taking place in my mouth.
Mujizat kajantenan dina hirup abdi.
When I pray in the Spirit.
Waktu abdi nenda dina roh.
The Spirit Himself is praying.
Roh suci nyalira nu nenda.
In groanings that cannot be uttered with my natural understanding.
Dina kasesah nu teu diucapkeun ku pikiran abdi.
Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Allah anu tingali kana usiking ati sanubari urang anu dipangnedakeun ku roh teh jalma-jalma anu disebut suci anu sapagodo sareng pangersana.
When the Holy Spirit prays through my spirit,
waktos roh suci nenedah ngalangkungan roh abdi,
it's always in perfect agreement with the will of God.
Anu sapagodo jeung pangersa Allah.
In James chapter 4 verse 3.
Dina Yakobus pasal 4 ayat 3.
We can be sure when we're praying in the Spirit.
Biasa mastikeun waktos urang keuna nenda dina roh.
That we're not praying for wrong things.
Urang teu lepat nenda.
Because in James 4:3,
lantaran dina Yakobus pasal 4 ayat 3,
he says, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss."
Nyana teu dikabul lantaran tekadna salah, sejak nyenangkeun
kaayaan. Have you ever prayed about something by your own understanding and you didn't seem like you got any results?
Nah, saderek pernah nanada dina pikiran sarta teu dikabul?
Maybe you have been asking amiss.
Anginten saderek nu lepat nanada.
Maybe you've been asking according to your will and not according to the will of the Father.
Anginten saderek nanada kanggo nyenangkeun kahayang sanes pangersa lama.
But when we pray in the Spirit,
tapi waktos urang nanada dina roh,
the Spirit Himself prays.
Roh nyaliran nanada
through our spirit.
Ngalangkungan roh urang.
Always in perfect agreement with the will of the Father.
Caluyu sareng pangersa lama.
Often when we're praying in the Spirit,
kering urang nanada dina roh.
When we pray in the Spirit, our mind is unfruitful.
Waktos urang nanada dina roh, pikiran urang teu ngiring.
But the Holy Spirit is praying.
Tapi roh suci anu nanada.
And so we will begin to pray in the Spirit.
Urang ngawitan nanada dina roh.
We don't understand what we're praying.
Urang teu ngartos nuju di doa.
I begin to pray.
Abdi ngawita nananda.
Ondarabasi kandarasi kandoroboko sayati diarasi tianda. Oriti mosandi antikaria. Ondarabasi kari andarabosunda. Isindi andaramakansi diandarabasanda. All of a sudden, my mind becomes fruitful.
Ngadadak pikiran tengiring nananda.
And it's like the gift of interpretation of that tongue that I'm praying in the Spirit, all of a sudden, the interpretation will begin to come.
Sapertos anugrah ngartoskeun basa roh nu keur didoakeun dina roh ngadadak aya tafsiran.
And I'll find myself praying all of a sudden for somebody that I hadn't even thought of.
Abdi ngadadak ngadoakeun jalmi anu teu pernah ku abdi kapikirkeun.
Oh Lord, I just pray for Brother Jack and Grace as they're out there in the jungles of Burma right now.
Oh Gusti Abdi, nanada kanggo saderek Jack sareng Grace aranjeun di leuweung Burma.
I thank you right now as they're under attack in their body, Lord, that you're strengthening by your Spirit.
Syukur ka Gusti ayeuna waktos aranjeuna diserang. Gusti ngiatkeun aranjeuna.
Oh, in the natural, I didn't know.
Oh, kucara biasa abdi tengar.
But all of a sudden, I'm praying now in my natural language.
Tapi abdi ngadadak ayeuna nuju nanada dina basa abdi.
No longer is my understanding unfruitful.
Pikiran abdi teu deui, teu ngiring nanada.
I'm praying by supernatural revelation.
Abdi nuju-nujuna ku kapercayaan supra.
And I'm sending the word of God and I begin to speak the word of God into their lives.
Abdi ngirimkeun dawuhan Allah, ngawitan ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah keur hirup aranjeuna.
I take the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and begin to pray in the Spirit.
Abdi nyandak dawuhan Allah nyaeta pedang roh sarta abdi ngawitan ngadoa dina roh.
Lord, I thank you that the angels encamp round about Jack and Grace right now.
Muji syukur kasalira yen malaikat-malaikat berkemah di sabudeureun Jack sareng Grace.
Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against them is going to prosper.
Muji syukur kasalira yen teu aya bentuk senjata bade nyerang
anjeunna. I didn't know there was a problem in the natural.
Abdi teu ngarti aya masalah naon di dieu eta.
But I find myself praying things now out loud that I didn't even know.
Abdi mendakan diri abdi ngadoakeun hal-hal ieu anu abdi na bae teu ngartos.
Powerful things happen when we pray in the spirit.
Hal-hal ajaib kajantenan waktos urang nanada dina roh.
I will pray in the spirit.
Abdi nanada dina roh.
And then I will begin to pray with my understanding. Because my understanding does not remain unfruitful. But the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit that we're going to study will begin to be activated. And it's like I'm interpreting that which I have prayed in the Spirit.
Ayeuna abdi sapertos nafsirkeun naon anu tos didoakeun dina roh.
I'm praying things in my natural language by supernatural revelation.
Abdi ngadoakeun hal-hal dina basa sadidinten pawahyuan supraalami.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Ephesians 6, 17 and 18.
Dina Efesus genep ayat 17 dugi ka 18.
Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 6, 17 and 18.
Paulus nyerat ka jamaah di Efesus dina Efesus genep ayat
17. We're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Urang nyandak pedang roh, nyaeta dawuhan Allah.
I don't pray the problem anymore.
Abdi teu nanada masalah deui.
I used to pray the problem and there was no answer.
Abdi tos biasa nanada masalah sarta teu dikabul.
He didn't say to take the problem and pray.
Anjeunna teu nyarioskeun kangge nyandak masalah sareng nanada.
He says to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and begin to pray the Word of God over their lives.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun nyandak pendang roh nyaeta dawuhan Allah, ngawita nanada dawuhan Allah kangok hirup aranjeun.
And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
Sarta nyandak pendang roh nyaeta dawuhan Allah ngadua dina doa sareng panuhun.
And I send the word and I speak the word of God.
Abdi ngirim dawuhan eta, abdi ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah.
The centurion says, speak the word only and my servant shall be healed.
Perwira nyarios dawuhkeun bae sakecap, eta cekap tangtos gandek abdi cageur.
So as we take and pray in the Spirit, in our heavenly language,
waktos urang nyandak sarta nanada dina roh basa surgawi,
the Spirit himself is praying.
Roh nyalira oge nanada.
And then we begin to pray in our natural language.
Urang ngawitan ngadoa dina basa urang sadirinten.
And we'll be praying by supernatural revelation.
Urang nanada kugu pawahyuan supraalami.
According to the will of God.
Numutkeun pangersala.
It won't be a scattershot, shotgun prayer.
Kanes doa sapertos tembakan nu sadaekna.
It'll have the accuracy of a high-powered rifle.
Ngagaduhan ketepatan sapertos bedil nu canggih.
It'll be right on target by the Spirit of God.
Keuna sasaran ku roh Allah.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
And then God will speak to his people through supernaturally through the operation of the gift of tongues.
Allah ngadawu ka umatna ku cara supraalami ngalangkungan didamel anugerah basa roh.
The interpretation of tongues are prophecy.
Nafsirkeun basa roh atawa bernubuat.
It says in 1 Corinthians 14:3.
Dicarioskeun dina 1 Korintus 14 ayat 13.
But he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men.
Beda jeung ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah ditujukeun ka jelema guna negerkeun hate mere panglipur.
When we speak by the vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Waktos urang ngagunakeun anugrah cacariosan ti Roh Suci.
The revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit that we're going to talk about in our next session will begin to be activated.
Anugrah-anugrah pawahyuan ti Roh Suci baris dibahas dina sesi salajengna ngawitan diatikeun.
And that which we speak will always bring edification, exhortation, or comfort.
Naonu dicarioskeun ku urang pikeun ngawangun, mampakahan sareng panglipur.
It will never put people down and put them under condemnation.
Teu pernah ngarendahkeun jalmi atanapi nempatkeun aranjeun dina hukuman.
But that which we speak must be judged.
Tapi naon anu dicarioskeun ku urang kedah dihukum.
In 1 Corinthians 14:29,
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 28.
Paul said that let two or three prophets speak and let the others judge.
Paulus nyarios anu ngawajangkeun dawuhan Allah cakupu dua tilu urang bae nu sejeng ngaregepkeun.
You see, prophecy or the our tongues or interpretation are subject to the fallibility of the vessel for which it's flowing or operating.
Kaderek ningali nubuatan atanapi basaroh sarta penafsiranana tiasa salah lantaran wadah timana ngocorna atanapi.
We are never to receive a message in tongues, interpretation, or prophecy with the same value that we receive the perfect inspired word of God.
Urang teu pernah nampi pesen dina basaroh tafsiran atanapi nubuatan ku nilai nusami. Nu ditampi kucara sampurna dihalangkan
pala. No, it's subject to the fallibility of the human vessel that is flowing through.
Tiasa kaliru lantaran wadah dinu dikocorkeunana.
So it must be judged.
Janten ieu kedah dihargaan.
When we get to the revelation gifts and the discerning of spirits.
Atos urang nampi anugerah pewahyuan sarta ngabentenkeun roh-roh.
We're going to learn how to judge a prophecy.
Urang bade diajar kumaha ngahargaan nubuatan.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
In the gift of tongues,
dina anugerah kangge basaro,
is a supernatural vocal expression of inspiration given by the Holy Spirit.
Nyaeta nyingkapkeun ku cara supraalami ti Allah nu dipasihkeun ka Roh Kudus.
But it uses our natural voice.
Tapi ngangge sora urang.
God will speak through our natural voice.
Allah bade ngadawuh ngalangkungan sora urang.
But it comes by the Holy Spirit through our spirit by supernatural revelation.
Eta asalna ti Roh Suci ngalangkungan roh urang ku pawahyuan sora alami.
And through this gift of God will speak to tongues and the interpretation of tongues.
Ngalangkungan anugrah ieu Allah baris ngadawuh ngalangkungan basaroh sarta tafsirna.
The person that is speaking does not understand that language in which he is speaking.
Jalmi nu nuju nyarios teu ngartos basa naon anu dianggo ku anjeunna.
Therefore, for effective communication to occur when God is speaking to his people through tongues,
kusabab eta supados aya komunikasi efektif waktos Allah ngadawuh ka umatna ngalangkungan basaro.
The gift of interpretation needs to accompany the gift of tongues.
Anugrah nafsirkeun basaro kedah diserengan anugrah basaro.
To the interpretation of tongues,
ngalangkungan tafsiran basaro,
there is a communication by the Spirit.
Aya komunikasi ku roh.
When I'm praising God or praying to God, it doesn't need interpreting.
Atos abdi muji Gusti atanapi nanada ka Gusti ieu teu kedah ditafsirkeun.
Because the Holy Spirit's praying and the Father understands.
Lantaran Roh Suci nuju nanada sarta Rama ngartosin.
But when God is speaking to his people through the gift of tongues.
Tapi waktos Allah ngadawuh ka umatna ngalangkungan anugrah basaro.
It always requires that it be accompanied by the gift of interpretation of tongues.
Kada teras disarengan anugrah tafsiran basaro.
So there would be communication.
Janten aya komunikasi.
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13.
Itu oge dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat nu katilubelas.
1 Corinthians 14:13.
Hiji Korintus 14 ayat nu katilubelas.
Therefore let him who speaks in a tongue pray that he may interpret.
Usabab saha anu ngomong ku basaro kudu menta nepi ka bisa jeung nerangkeun.
So you can pray that you can have that interpretation of tongues in operation.
Kaderek tiasa nanenda sabaros saderek tiasa nafsirkeun basaro.
Lord, I just ask you to give me that interpretation.
Gusti Yesus abdi nyuhunkeun sabaros masihan tafsiranana.
He will do it.
Anjeuna bade nafsirkeun.
And all of a sudden there's a supernatural knowing on the inside.
Mandadak aya pangarti supra alami di lebet.
The gift of the interpretation of tongues is a supernatural showing forth by the Spirit.
Anugrah nafsirkeun basaroh sacara alami ditembongkeun ka roh.
It's an explanation or of the meaning of what God has spoken in the hearer's own language.
Ieu katerangan nu hartina naon anu ku Allah tos didawukeun dina basa.
When a message has come to the vocal gift of tongues, then there is a supernatural showing forth or manifestation of the meaning of what has been spoken.
Baptos pasen dongkap ngalangkungan anugrah kanggo cacarios, lajeng aya manifestasi ti hartos ngeunaan
cacarios. It does not come to the natural mind.
Ieu asalna sanestina pikiran manusia.
It comes by revelation by the Spirit of God through our spirit.
Ieu asalna ti wujud roh Allah ngalangkungan roh urang.
Now, God can speak to a message in tongues to one believer.
Allah tiasa ngadawuh ngalangkungan pesen dina basa roh kan
kepaya. And another believer may interpret that tongue.
Jami percaya sanesna nafsirkeun basa roh eta.
Or you can give the message in tongues and also interpret.
Atawa saderek tiasa ngucapkeun pesen dina basa roh sareng nafsirkeunana.
But because the whole body is functioning as the Holy Spirit distributes,
lantaran sadaya badan digunakan waktu roh suci nyalurkan.
We always give opportunity for the Holy Spirit to bring that interpretation through someone else.
Urang terus masihan waktu pikeun roh suci nafsirkeunana ngalangkungan sanes.
How does the gift of the interpretation of tongues come?
Kumaha anugrah nafsirkeun basa roh sumpingna?
Sometimes I just get an impression in my spirit.
Kadang abdi nganampi pesen dina roh abdi.
Perhaps like a little vision or I just see something in the spirit.
Tapertos pisin walik atanapi ngan ningali hal dina roh.
All of a sudden there'll be a word in my spirit.
Ngadadak muncul sariosan dina roh abdi.
I don't know in my understanding the whole message.
Diterang dina pikiran abdi nyalira sadaya pesen eta.
But I just have an impression.
Abdi nganampi hiji kesan.
A thought that will come to my spirit.
Pikiran udongkap ngalangkungan roh abdi.
Where did that come from?
Di mana asalna?
Was just that just my thought?
Nah, etangan pikiran abdi.
Or did it come by the Spirit of God?
Etanapi asalna ti roh Allah.
And there will be a quickening by the Spirit in my spirit, and all of a sudden I'll just feel it coming up.
Sarta aya letupan dina roh abdi sarta ngadadak abdi nyaraos eta dongkap.
Just a thought, an impression, or a little vision.
Yang sekilas pikiran, hiji kesan atanapi sekedik
pikir. I don't receive that vision in full technicolor and see the whole thing.
Abdi tenampi titinggalan etaku cara warna-warni atanapi ninga kadayana.
Just a little impression.
Yang sekedik kesan.
Maybe a little fishhook.
Panginten alit sepertos usut.
Or a mountain.
Atanapi hiji gunung.
Or a river flowing.
Atanapi hiji walungan.
I open my mouth.
Abdi calangap.
Not knowing what I'm going to say.
Diterang naon bade diucapkeun.
He says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
Anjeun nyarios, calangap, kuring rek ngesia.
Step out of the boat.
Caderek kaluar ti parahu.
You feel it, a stirring in your spirit.
Caderek ngaraoskeun hiji guligah dina roh sadaya.
You begin to step out and to speak.
Sarta ngawitan kaluar sarta nyarios.
Oh, Brother Gil, what if I don't have but just one or two words?
Oh, Gil, kumaha upami hiji atanapi dua kecap.
That's okay.
Dinanaon.
That's the way we learn.
Kieu carana urang diajar.
When a baby's learning to walk.
Baktos orok diajar mapa.
His legs are wobbly.
Suku-suku naobah.
But we can't stay in the crib until we know how to walk.
Urang teu tiasa cicing di bok orok dugi ka terang carana mapa.
Or we'll be grown men and women still laying in the crib.
Nah, urang bade janten pameget sareng istri dewasa anu ngagoler di bok orok.
We got to step out of the boat.
Urang kedah kaluar dina parahu.
We got to begin to walk.
Urang kedah ngawitan mapa.
On the supernatural.
Di supralami.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
You see, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
Taderek ninga. Calangap. Abdi bade ngesianana.
And usually it's like a dam breaking.
Biasana saprotos itu nu rempak.
Like a breakthrough of the spirit begins to flow like a river.
Saprotos torobosan roh anu ngocor saprotos walungan.
And the minute I open my mouth and begin to speak, it'll just begin to flow.
Waktu abdi calangap jeung ngawitan nyarios, ieu ngawitan
ngocor.
Sarta ngocor.
And say, well, when will I know when to stop?
Iraha abdi terang waktos ieu liren.
Well, all of a sudden, you'll just feel that just stop.
Nah, ngadadak wae saderek ngaraos liren.
It'll just quit coming.
Baris liren kitu wae.
And you'll know in the spirit.
Sarta saderek baris terang.
But the more you do it, the more you'll be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Tapi sering saderek ngadamel langkung pekak ka roh suci.
But remember, Brother Gill's ministry is afflicting the comforted.
Dan ingat pelayanan saderek Gill teh nyieun nu senang sang sangra.
Today I want all of you to get out of the boat.
Dinten ieu abdi hoyong sadere kaluar kana parahu.
Just an impression.
Kan hiji pesan.
Just a thought.
Hiji pikiran.
Begin to speak it out.
Carioskeun.
God will give a message in tongues.
Allah baris masihan pesan dina basa roh.
And then you'll step out of the boat.
Waktu sadere kaluar kana parahu.
You'll know it's time to give an interpretation.
Baderek baris sareng ieu waktosna masihan kaluar.
Because someone has just spoken a message in tongues.
Antaran hiji jalmi nembe ngucapkeun pesan dina basa roh.
So that'll give you the faith to step out.
Janten bade masihan saderek iman kana kaluar.
And you'll just open your mouth.
Jeung saderek kedah calangan.
And begin to speak.
Cartang ngawitang ngucapkeun.
And it'll begin to flow.
Ieu baris ngawita.
Hallelujah. There's just that stirring in your spirit. Hallelujah. Now there is a certain order that these gifts are to flow and operate when we come together in the church or in a fellowship, a meeting.
Ayeuna aya aturan kumargi anugraha ieu ngocor sarta ngadamel waktos urang ngariung di gereja sareng persekutuan.
Apparently at the church of Corinth they were all just speaking in other tongues and no one was interpreting.
Ining di gereja Korinta aranjeuna nganggo basa roh teu aya saurang oge nu
nafikeun. So in 1 Corinthians 14:27
itu dina 1 Korintus 14:27.
He said if anyone speaks in a tongue let there be two or at the most three each in turn and let one interpret.
Anjeuna nyarios anu ngomong ku basa roh kudu diwates. Ulah leuwih ti duaan atawa tiluan pilih genti jeung kudu aya juru tafsirna.
So we give a message in tongues.
Dan urang masihan hiji pesen dina basa roh.
Then we give time for the interpretation to come.
Lajeng urang masihan waktos kangge nafsi.
And then maybe someone else will have a message in tongues.
Teras jalmi sanes bade nampi pesen dina basa roh.
Someone else will have an interpretation.
Sarta nuliana bade nafsirkeunana.
Maybe someone else will have a message in tongues.
Panginten jalmi sanes deui nampi pesen dina basa roh.
And then someone will interpret.
Teras jalmi bade nafsirkeun.
Two or three at the most.
Anjeuna nyarios dua atawa tilu
kali. Then we can move in to the gift of prophecy.
Kalajengna urang tiasa majeng kalebet anugrah bernubuat.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 19.
Inu hiji Korintus pasal 14 ayat 18.
And we'll also go to verse 28.
Urang oge bade ningali ayat 28.
He says in the church.
Ayeuna nyarios di gereja.
That is when we come together in church.
Yen dina renungan jamaah.
I would rather speak five words with my understanding that I may teach others also than 10,000 words in a tongue.
Abdi langkung resep ngucapkeun 5 kecap anu tiasa dimengerti kangge ngawulang jalmi sanes tibatan ribuan kecap ku basa roh.
If there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church and let him speak to himself and to God.
Upami teu aya anu teu tiasa nafsirkeun, mending kene cicing nyarios ka dirina.
Apparently when they came together, everyone was just speaking all the time in tongues and no one was interpreting and there was no communication from God to the church.
Geuningan aranjeun kumpul unggal jalmi nyarios dina basa roh, teu aya oge saurang nu nafsirkeun sarta teu aya komunikasi antara Allah jeung
gereja. So if no one's there to interpret, just prophesy it out.
Janten upami teu aya nu nafsirkeunana kaluar ngalangkungan nubuatan.
In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 5.
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 5.
Here in 1 Corinthians 14:5 Paul wrote, I wish you all spoke with tongues.
Ieu hiji Korintus 14 ayat 5. Abdi atuh upami aranjeun bisa basa roh.
So he wants the gift of tongues and the interpretation of tongues to function.
Janten ayeuna mikahoyong anugrah kanggo basa roh sarta nafsirkeunana basa roh kumaha.
But even more that you prophesy.
Tapi leuwih atuh upama aranjeun bisa ngawejangkeun dawuhan Gusti.
When we prophesy it out, it comes like the interpretation of tongues, but it comes without the tongues coming first.
Lantos urang bernubuat kecap eta sapertos nafsirkeun basa roh, tapi teu di awalan ku basa roh.
He who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues.
Ieu leuwih penting tibatan ngomong ku basa roh.
Unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification.
Kajaba upama aya juru salin sangkan karasa gunana keur jamaah.
So you can give the message in tongues and you can interpret the tongues.
Saderek tiasa ngadugikeun pesen dina basa roh sarta tiasa nafsirkeunana.
Or you can just prophesy it out.
Atanapi saderek bernubuat.
But it's of greater value to the church.
Tapi ia langkung penting ke gereja.
It says he who prophesies is greater or of greater value to the church.
Dicarioskeun nu bernubuat langkung penting atanapi hargana langkung ageung ti gereja.
Then he who just gives a message in tongues.
Sebatan anjeun nu masihan pesen dina basaro.
Unless he interprets that tongue.
Diwal ti anjeun nu nafsirkeun basaro.
So it's, or you can just begin to prophesy it out.
Jensen saderek tiasa ngawitan bernubuat.
Many times we move into the vocal expressions of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Berpisan urang ngadamel dina ungkapan anugrah kanggo nyarios tinu Roh Suci.
Through tongues and interpretation.
Ngalangkungan basaro sareng tafsirna.
But then a higher level of anointing comes by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
Tapi pengurapan langkung ageng ku pernyataan Roh Suci.
And we will begin just to prophesy it out.
Tata urang ngawitan ngamubuatkeun.
In Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
Dina kitab Yoel 2 ayat 28.
Joel 2:28.
Yoel 2 ayat 28.
It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Katerusna eta bakal kajadian yen kami bakal ngucurkeun roh kami ka sakabeh manusa.
And your sons and daughters will prophesy.
Yen budak lalaki jeung awewe baris bernubuat.
When the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes,
waktos roh suci ngucur.
He says your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Anjeunna nyaroskeun budak lalaki awewe bade bernubuat.
We'll speak in other tongues, interpret and prophesy.
Urang baris nganggo basaro nafsirkeun jeung nubuat.
And as Samuel said to Saul, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power and you will prophesy with him and will be changed into a different person.
Sarta saproso Samuel nyarios ka Saul, Roh Gusti teh baris ngawasaan anjeun. Anjeun baris dipinuhan sasareng ngaranjeunna
jeung roh badan dan manusia. A supernatural spontaneous expression of inspiration in a known tongue.
Anugerah menumbuat nyaeta supraalami. Dariosan spontan anu diilhamkeun dina basa anu teu dikenal.
Will always strengthen, encourage and comfort those that are listening.
Urang teras nguatkeun, ngadorong jeung ngahibur aranjeunna nu ngadangukeun.
And it will always edify or build up the person or persons receiving the message.
Sarta teras ngawangun jalmi eta atawa jalmi nu nampi pesen.
In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3 and 4 again we read.
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 3 sareng 4 urang aos.
1 Corinthians 14 verse 3 through 4.
Hiji Korintus 14 ayat 3 dugi ka ayat 4.
He who prophesies.
Beda anu ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah.
Speaks edification, exhortation and comfort to men.
Ieu mah ditujukeun ka manusa, negerkeun hate jeung mere panglipur.
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself.
Anu ngomong basaro mangpaatna karasa kusorangan.
But he who prophesies edifies the church.
Ari nu ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah mah ngawangun jamaah.
How many of you know the church needs to be edified and built up today?
Jadi antawisa derek nu terang gereja kada diwangun dibangkitkeun ayeuna.
And through the operation of the gift of prophecy, the church is being edified and built up today.
Nalangkungan dioperasikeunana anugerah nubuatan. Gereja diwangun jeung dibangkitkeun ayeuna.
But when we prophesy, we're not speaking all the knowledge of God himself.
Tapi waktu urang bernubuat, urang teu nyarios ngeunaan sadaya pangarti ngeunaan Allah.
We speak in part and we prophesy in part.
Urang nyarios teu sampurna sarta urang bernubuat teu sampurna.
In 1 Corinthians 13:9.
Dina hiji Korintus 13 ayat 8.
1 Corinthians 13:9 he says where we know in part and we prophesy in part.
1 Korintus 13 ayat 8 ayeuna nyarioskeun ari sabab elmu panemu urang teh teu sampurna.
And then we're to desire to prophesy.
Sarta salajengna urang hoyong bernubuat.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Dina hiji Korintus pasal 14.
In verse 1.
Dina ayat 1.
It's Paul wrote, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.
Paulus nyeratkeun udag ganyaan sarta usahakeun anjeun nampi anugrah-anugrah roh.
But especially that you may prophesy.
Pangpangna saderek kenging nubuat.
Do you desire that you may prophesy?
Nah, saudara koyong, yang saudara bernubuat.
He goes on to say in verse 5.
Anjeunna ngawilujengkeun nyariosina ayat 5.
I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy.
Pingkuring atau upamaranjeun bisa basa roh, tapi leuwih atau upamaranjeun bisa ngawejangkeun dewan Allah.
But he who prophesies is of greater value or greater than the one who speaks with tongues, unless indeed he interprets that the church may receive edification.
Ieu leuwih penting tibatan ngomong ku basa roh kajaba upama aya juru salina sangkan karasa gunana keur jamaah.
And in verse 39 he says, therefore brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy.
Sarta dina ayat 39 anjeunna nyarioskeun anu kudu nya dijieun ka hayang teh nya eta hayang bisa ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah.
Do you earnestly desire to prophesy?
Nah, saudara saudara sayang bernubuat.
As the Holy Spirit is revealing these truths to our spirit right now.
Roh suci nu nyarioskeun bebeneran ka karoh urang ayeuna ieu.
The Holy Spirit is creating within your spirit a desire to prophesy.
Roh suci nyiptakeun dina roh salira hiji kahoyong kangge bernubuat.
He is creating a desire within you to step out in these vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Anjeunna nyiptakeun kahoyong dina diri sadere kaluar kalebet anugrah nyarios.
Step out and give a message in tongues.
Kanggo kaluar sarta masihan pesen dina basa roh.
To interpret those tongues.
Kanggo nafsirkeun basa roh.
Or just to prophesy out.
Tetapi ngan bernubuat.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
It says it must be judged.
Dijaroskeun ieu kana dihargaan.
In 1 Corinthians 14:29-32.
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 28 dugi ka 32.
Let two or three prophets speak and let the others judge.
Ngeunaan nabi-nabi anu ngawejangkeun dawuhan Allah cukup ku 2-3 urang bae nu sejen ngaregepkeun.
He continues here in verse 29-32, but if anyone is revealed, if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first one keep silent.
Diteruskan dina ayat 30 dugi ka 32. Tapi upami nu sejen salik dirinya meunang wujud nu ngawitan cicing.
This is not a one man show.
Ieu sanes saurang nu aktif.
The whole body is functioning.
Sadayana badan ngiring berfungsi.
For you can all prophesy one by one.
Jawab masing-masing kudu aya giliranana.
Oh, you say I thought just prophet prophesy.
Atawa saderek nyarios ngan nabi wae anu bernubuat.
No, this gift of the Holy Spirit is for every believer.
Teu anugrah Roh Suci ieu kangge satiap jalmi percaya.
You can all prophesy one by one.
Saderek sadaya tiasa bernubuat pilih genti.
God said that in his word.
Allah tos nyarios dina dawuhanana.
Everybody say I can prophesy.
Ngan jalmi nyarios abdi tiasa bernubuat.
I can prophesy.
Abdi tiasa bernubuat.
Okay, that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
Ya, sadaya tiasa diajarkeun sarta sadaya bade dikiatkeun.
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Sarta roh nabi-nabi berlaku kanggo nabi-nabi.
So a lot of people say I couldn't help myself.
Janten seueur jalmi nyarioskeun abdi teh
sanajan. Preacher was preaching, I just stood up and started prophesying.
Khotbah nuju khotbah sarta abdi ngadeg ngawitan nubuat.
No, out of order.
Henteu, eta katau.
The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet.
Roh nabi berlaku kanggo nabi.
So when you receive that little stirring on the inside, God will also give you the wisdom on when to speak it out.
Janten waktu saderek nampi guligah alit dilebet alam bade masihan saderek hikmat irah ngucapkeunana.
And how to give that message.
Karta kumaha ngadugikeun pesen eta.
But it must be judged.
Tapi ieu kedah dihargaan.
Let the others judge.
Geun bae jalmi nu sanes nu ngahargaan.
There are 7 tests we use in judging a prophecy.
Aya 7 tes nu dianggo ku urang kanggo ngahargaan hiji pembuatan.
Number 1, does it agree with the scriptures?
Kahiji, nah ieu saluyu sareng dawuhan Gusti.
If it doesn't agree with the scriptures, throw it out.
Upama teu saluyu sareng dawuhan Gusti, piceun wae.
No supernatural revelation that adds to or contradicts the revealed will of God in the scriptures.
Gaya pawahyuan supraalami nu nambahan atanapi kontradisi sareng pangersa Allah nu dicarioskeun dina dawuhan.
In Galatians 1:8, for even if we are an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed.
Dina Galatia 1 ayat 8, sisa anu ngawawarkeun Injil mencok tina Injil anu geus diwawarkeun ku simkuring, sok sanajan simkuring sorangan atau malaikat di sawarga pisan sing ulah jamuga.
So it must agree with the word of God.
Janten nubuatan teh kada saluyu sareng dawuhan Gusti.
The second way that we're to judge a prophecy.
Cara kadua kanggo ngahargaan hiji nubuatan.
What are the fruits in that person's life?
Nah, buah-buah dina kahirupan jalma eta.
In Matthew 7, verse 15 and 16.
Dina Matius 7, ayat 15 sareng 16.
We're to beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing.
Urang kada waspada ka nabi-nabi palsu nu dongkap ka saderek dina bulu domba.
But inwardly.
Tapi di lebetna.
They are just ravenous wolves. You should know them by their fruits.
Aranjeuna teh ajag nu rek nekuk. Saderek kedah wawuh kana buah-buah aranjeuna.
If a person comes to you or stands up and gives a message in a church, but there's no good fruit in that person's life.
Pami hiji jalmi nyaketan saderek atawa ngadugikeun pesen di gereja, jeung teu aya buah anu hade di hidupna.
I don't receive that prophecy.
Abdi teu nampi nubuatan eta.
It's a test that we must use in judging.
Ieu hiji tes nu kurang kedah dianggo dina ngahargaan.
And then the third way we're to test it, does it glorify God or is it just something that glorifies that person?
Cara nu katilu kanggo mujina, nah ieu ngamulyakeun Allah atanapi ngan ngamulyakeun jalmi eta.
In John chapter 16 verse 13 and 14.
Dina Yohanes pasal 16 ayat 13 dugi ka 14.
However, when he the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth.
Engke bae ari roh kayaktian tea sumping tang tumaranehna ku anjeuna dituntun kana hal-hal anu saestu.
He will glorify me.
Anjeuna bade ngamujakeun kami.
God says he'll take what is mine and declare it or deliver it unto you.
Allah ngadawuh sabab anjeuna baris mere ka anjeuna naon anu ditampi ti kami.
In Revelation 19:10,
dina Wahyu 18 ayat 10.
Revelation 19:10.
Wahyu 18 ayat 10.
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Lantaran kesaksian Yesus teh roh nubuat.
There's a spirit of prophecy that will come upon you.
Aya roh nubuat nu bade lungsur ka saderek.
Samuel said to Saul, you will be walking along the road and come up to those sons of the prophet.
Samuel nyarios ka Saul, upami anjeun lebet ka kota, anjeun baris patepang sarombongan nabi.
And they'll be prophesying.
Sarta aranjeun baris bernubuat.
And that spirit of prophecy that is upon them will just come upon you.
Sarta roh nubuat nu aya dina aranjeuna baris lungsur ka anjeun.
And you'll prophesy with them.
Anjeun baris bernubuat sasarengan aranjeuna.
And you'll be changed into a different person.
Anjeun baris janten manusia lain.
I like to be around people that are prophesying.
Abdi gumbira aya di budeureun jalmi nu bernubuat.
It stirs up those vocal gifts within me.
Eta ngorbankeun anugrah kanggo nyarios dina diri abdi.
And the spirit that's of prophecy that's upon them comes upon me.
Sarta roh nubuat aya dina aranjeuna baris lungsur ka abdi.
Then another test is it fulfilled?
Lajeng teh sanes deui naha nubuat eta digenapi?
In according to Deuteronomy 18 verse 21 and 22.
Ulangan 18 ayat 21 sareng 22.
If it doesn't come to pass, then that person has just spoken presumptuously.
Pamisa urang nabi nyarios demi nami Gusti sang cariosanana teu kajantenan janten nabi eta
another way we're to test the prophecy is does it lead toward God or away from God.
Kalajengna cara sanes kanggo nguji nubuatan nyaeta naha eta mimpin langkung nyaketan atanapi ngeunebihan Allah.
Is it that which brings us to God?
Nah, eta nyandak urang ka Allah.
In Deuteronomy 13 verse 1 through 3.
Dina Ulangan 13 ayat 1 dugi ka 3.
Deuteronomy 13, 1 through 3, if there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, saying, oh, let's go after other gods which you have not known. Let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet.
Ulangan 13 ayat 1 dugi katilu upama di tengah anjin ayah nabi, merenyahu mujijat jengolo. Hayu milu ka Allah sejen, hayu ngabakti ka anjina,
ulah di dene omongan anak. Or does it bring bondage?
Esanesna nyaeta, nah nyanda kemerdekaan atapi nyanda perbudakan.
If it brings liberty, it says in Romans 8:15, you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear.
Wami eta nyanda kemerdekaan dicarioskeun dina Roma 8 ayat 15, harita bebas dina perbudakan anu pinu ku kasieun.
You can test it because if it brings bondage, it's not of God.
Caderek tiasa nguji upama ieu nyanda ka perbudakan sanes asalna tiara.
But if it brings us into a greater dimension of liberty and freedom, then we can know it's God.
Tapi upami nyanda kalebet ka merdekaan, janten eta teh asalna tiara.
And then what is the inner witness in my spirit?
Calajengna nah kasaksian batin ti roh abdi.
In 1 John 2:20.
Dina Yohanes 2 ayat 20.
For you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
Tapi dulur-dulur geus dipaparin kakiatan Kristus, geus dibekelan pangarti.
What is the inner witness of your spirit?
Naon kasaksian batin ti saderek?
Is your spirit going, yes, 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 yes?
Nah, roh saderek baris, nya, nya, nya.
Or is it going, eh?
Atanapi ieu baris janten, henteu.
Ooh, something's wrong.
Oh, aya nu lepat henteu.
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
Dengukeun Roh Suci.
You have an anointing and you know all things.
Sadayana kenging pangurapan sarta terang sadaya.
Hallelujah. There's an inner witness of the Spirit.
Puji Gusti aya kasaksian batin ti Roh.
Hallelujah. If someone is to give a prophecy in a church,
upami jalmi ngadugikeun nubuatan di gereja,
then it must be judged by those who that are in authority in that meeting.
Teras ieu kedah dihargaan ku nu kawasa dina renungan eta.
If someone catches you aside somewhere and say, I want to give you a word from the Lord.
Upami jalmi ngajak ka hiji tempat, nyarios bade ngadugikeun dawuhan
Gusti. You must say, oh good, but it must be judged. So let's get pastor or one of the elders to come and stand with us as you give that prophecy.
Saderek nyarios, sae tapi kedah diuji. Hayu nemuin pendeta. Saderek ngadugikeun nubuatan.
And if someone comes to my wife, she says, oh, come to with my husband and then give it to me, then it can be judged.
Sarta upami jalmi sumping ka pun bojo anjeunna nyarios, oh pendakan caroge abdi, pasikeun nubuatan eta ka abdi jeung tiasa dihargaan.
And that will always give the safety.
Sarta ieu sok masihan keamanan.
Now, when we give a prophecy,
ayeuna waktos ngadugikeun nubuatan,
we can just give it in a natural voice.
Urang tiasa ngadugikeunana ku sora biasa.
We wait for God's timing.
Urang ngantosan waktos Gusti.
And we, perhaps, we're in submission to the leadership in that church.
Panginten urang tunduk ka pamimpin dina gereja.
And if we're recognized and it's all right to go ahead and give that prophecy,
upami urang ditampi sarta dinubuat,
then we can just give it in a natural voice.
Teras urang ngadugikeun ka sora anu wajar bae.
We can just speak it out naturally.
Urang ngucapkeun secara biasa.
We can just speak it loud enough to be heard.
Urang tiasa nyarios rada tarik supados kadangu.
We don't have to get red in the face and let our eyes bulge out.
Tarai teu kedah dugi ka beureum sareng panon ulah melotot.
Scream at the top of our voice.
Sarta ngajerit sakuat tenaga.
Just God is just natural.
Halau ge wajar-wajar wae.
Learn to be supernaturally natural.
Diajar kan wajar ku cara supraalami.
And let it just flow out.
Antepkeun eta ngalir kaluar.
And it will always edify, exhort, or comfort.
Ieu sok ngawangun nasehatan atanapi ngahibur.
And will never bring condemnation.
Teu pernah nyanda hukum.
We're going to activate that right now.
Ngawita ngaaktifkeunna ayeuna pisan.
And we're going to ask a group that are here in our audience here as we're doing this taping to come and just gather some chairs here.
Urang mundut kelompok tinu ngadangukeun sawatara urang rekaman jeung
kopi.
Waktos aranjeun
minum eta. We're going to encourage each one of you.
Urang ngujung nguatkeun saderek.
We're going to encourage you to just begin to step out.
Urang baris ngadorong saderek kang ngawitan kaluar.
And begin to begin to gather into groups.
Tarta ngawitan ngumpul dina kelompok-kelompok.
Just begin to gather.
Kawitan ngariung.
In small groups that you can activate these gifts, these vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Dina kelompok alit supados tiasa ngaktifkeun anugerah kanggo nyarios ti Roh Suci.
And as you do, just begin to gather, and we're going to exhort each one of you to begin to let these gifts flow.
Sawatara saderek midamel ngawitan ngumpul urang badhe ngagugulkeun usane. Sarta ngantepkeun anugerah
Yunus. And right now, by the Spirit of God,
sarta ayeuna oge ku Roh Allah,
I release these gifts into operation.
Abdi ngalepaskeun anugerah-anugerah ieu ku beroperasi.
I speak right now.
Abdi ngucapkeun ayeuna oge.
In the name of Jesus, I release the gifts of tongues and interpretation of tongues.
Di dalam nama Yesus, abdi ngalepaskeun anugerah basa roh.
I release the gift of prophecy.
Abdi ngalepaskeun anugerah nubuatan.
Just to begin to flow right now.
Supados ngawitan ngalir ayeuna oge.
Someone has a message in tongues.
Hiji jalmi nampi hiji pesen dina basa roh.
God is giving a message in tongues right now.
Allah nuju masihan hiji pesen dina basa roh ka ayeuna.
At the end of that message in tongues, there will be an interpretation that will come.
Dina akhir pesen basa roh baris aya panafsiran.
Here in our studio audience, there has just been a message in tongues.
Dia nu ngadarangukeun bae pisan nampi hiji pesen basa roh.
And now someone has the interpretation of that tongue, and they're going to speak it out right now.
Ayeuna jalmi nafsirkeun basa roh sarta ngawitan.
And as they do that, I want you to begin to speak it out.
Abdi hoyong saderek ngawitan ngucapkeunana.
A tongue and an interpretation of tongue.
Hiji basa roh sarta tafsirkan.
A tongue or an interpretation of tongues.
Hiji basa roh atanapi hiji tafsiran.
Yes. God is speaking right now.
Ya Allah nuju ngadabu.
To the gift of interpretation of tongues.
Ngalangkungan anugerah nafsikeun basa roh.
That's right. Go ahead and continue.
Laras terus maju teruskeun.
God is speaking right now.
Allah nuju nyarios.
I want each one of you, wherever you are.
Abdi hayong tiap jalmi di mana wae ayeuna.
Just activate and release those gifts.
Kanggo ngapitkeun jeung ngalepaskeun anugerah.
Begin to flow in those precious gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngawitan ngalir dina anugerah-anugerah
berharga. Another message in tongues.
Pesen basa roh sanesna.
Another message in tongues is coming out right now.
Pesen basa roh nu sanes nuju dongkap ayeuna oge.
And someone is going to have the interpretation of that tongue.
Sarta jalmi bade nafsirkeun basa roh.
By the Spirit of God.
Ku Roh Allah.
And right now that interpretation of that tongue is coming right now in our group here.
Sarta ayeuna oge tafsiran basa roh nuju dongkap ayeuna di.
God wants to give now a word in prophecy, just to prophesy out right now.
Allah hoyong masihan ayeuna hiji anugerah nubuatan.
Just step out and begin to prophesy.
Keluar sarta ngawitan bernubuat.
That word of prophecy is coming right now.
Anugerah nubuatan nuju dongkap ayeuna oge.
It's flowing by the Holy Spirit.
Dia ngalir ku Roh Suci.
God is speaking to you.
Allah nuju nyarios ngalangkungan saderek.
The Holy Spirit is speaking through His vocal gifts right now.
Roh Suci nuju nyarios ngalangkungan anugerah kanggo nyarios ayeuna pisan.
Keep activating these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Teras ngaktifkeun anugerah Roh Suci ieu.
And as you do,
the
Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power.
And
you will prophesy.
And
you will be changed into a different person. God is speaking through His gifts, supernatural utterance, vocal gifts right now. Just keep letting them flow right now. Wherever you are watching this videotape,
di mana wae saderek ningali kaset video ieu,
keep flowing in these gifts.
Tetap alirkeun anugerah-anugerah ieu.
Of the precious Holy Spirit.
Di Roh Suci nu berharga.
Yes, you're walking on those supernatural waters.
Saderek nuju mapa di luhureun cai supralami. Teras mapa.
Eagerly desire to prophesy.
Laras-laras meka hoyong bernubuat.
Just let them flow. Let these gifts flow right now. Even as they are right here. In our midst. God bless you.
Hallelujah.